Spring is in full bloom. Are your finances? With the Chime Secured Credit Builder Visa Credit Card, you can build credit with everyday purchases and regular on-time payments, all with no annual fees or interest. With Chime Secured Credit Card, you can start improving your credit scores right away. Get started today at chime.com/build. That's chime.com/build. Chime. Feels like progress.
The Chime Credit Builder Visa Credit Card is issued by Bancorp Bank N.A. or Stride Bank N.A. Members FDIC. Out-of-network ATM withdrawal and OTC advance fees may apply. Terms and conditions apply. Go to chime.com/disclosures for details.
Turn holiday travel from stressful to rewarding. Rakuten helps you save big on travel. They give you cash back when you book with sites like Expedia, Best Western, and Hertz. Even better, you can stack cash back on top of other rewards like airline miles, credit card points, and hotel loyalty programs. Rakuten partners with over 3,700 stores, including Away Luggage, Ray-Ban, and Macy's, so you can be prepared with all the travel essentials and, of course, cute fits for your trip. Keep the rewards going with cash back on holiday gifts for friends and family. With Rakuten, you'll never miss out on savings at your favorite stores. The stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Join for free and start your shopping at Rakuten.com or use the Rakuten app. That's Rakuten.
What's going on, y'all? Matt Garland here. NMLS number 58700, better known as MG the Mortgage Guy. We are live. We are blessed. Thank God for another day. What's today? Thursday, December 7th, 2023. Welcome back to the channel, y'all. Make sure you like, comment, share, subscribe. Hit that bell. Bing, bing. For notifications. All that good stuff. And you already know what it is. We got that buy one, get one free book sale going on right now. House Hackonomics, the Real Estate Investor's Manifesto. Perfect reads for Christmas if you're in your learning stage of real estate. Under 100 pages total for each book. Okay? Make sure you go get the books. Buy one, get one free. Go to mgbookstore.com. All right. Shout out to everybody coming into the channel. Throw some gems when you come into the channel, please. Throw some gems. Throw some fires. Make sure also, I want to tell y'all this real quick. So let me roll up my sleeve. I think we're going to have a good ass live today, right? I'm feeling like a little good right now. So we're going to have a little good time today. All right. As I look at multiple different things at the same time, let me make sure my sound is good. Make sure y'all like this video as y'all come in. Yeah. Oh, realtors, as I always say, realtors, when you come in here, make sure whether you live or on a replay, make sure you comment your information, city and state, where you represent and where you service. You never know when someone needs your business. So make sure you tap in the comments below. All right. Keep it moving. Thank you for the super chat. We appreciate you for the super chat. Keep it moving. Keep it moving. Queens, get the money. Hold on. Big Queens in the building. Right. Big Queens. Shout out to everybody from Queens, New York. Queens, get the money. Okay. What else I want to talk about? What else I want to talk about? Okay. Here we go. All right. Thank you very much. I take all compliments, too, along with the gems. Okay. Let's go. All right. Let's get busy. 2024 is on the horizon. Not the little one either when we're talking Queens. Big Queens. Okay. Chantel B said, can you do an episode on loan assumptions? I think I did something. I don't think I did. No, I did. Check the live tab, Chantel. We have that already. Check the live tab or go to the podcast, Rants and Gems, download it on Apple. I'm pretty sure we did that. Somebody find that episode and put it the link in the comments. All right. Shout out to Brooklyn in the building and the Boogie Down. A lot of realtors in here. Shout out to Valley Stream, too. All right, let's talk about this. 2024 is on the horizon. And, you know, home ownership is on the horizon for many of you. If you're a first-time home buyer, type 1 in chat, please. If you're a first-time home buyer, type 1 in chat. If you're a realtor, type 2 in chat. Love when MG go live, all the way tuned in. Shout out to you. I appreciate you. Appreciate all of y'all tapping in live. But let me get to this, because y'all going to be in the comments like, information starts at 4 minutes. Y'all think y'all slick. So 2024 is on the horizon. Home ownership is on the horizon for many of you, okay? And I always get a lot of DMs or emails. My team gets emails about down payment assistance because people just don't have all the money for down payment or what have you, right? Now, here's full disclosure. I don't do a lot of down payment assistance lending, right? We typically don't service that buyer. We will service that buyer, but that's just not our target audience. So I said to myself and I said to my team, going into 2024, let's help as many people as we possibly can. And I'm going to now strategically start talking about down payment assistance and everything like that, because I want, man, this sweater is big. This used to be a little tight on me. I'm definitely losing weight. It's a little too big now. I'm going to strategically start talking about down payment assistance because there's several different programs and stuff out there about down payment assistance. And I want to make sure that you guys have the information. And whether you choose to work with me and my team is, if you work with us, it's cherry on top. If you don't, it's all good. At least you have the information and you'll be able to go out here and execute on your real estate goals. So my pipeline manager, Alexandra, showed me this product that we have access to that, I'll be honest with you, I had no clue even existed. Okay. Now, typically I will show you guys my screen and stuff like that, but today I'm not going to show you my screen because you don't need to know my sources. And all you loan officers and all you people out there be like, yo, who's your lenders? No, don't worry about who my lenders are. I'm MG the mortgage guy for a reason. We got plenty of lenders. Okay, plenty. So let's talk about this down payment assistance program. We have a couple different options, but we're going to, this conversation, we're going to strictly speak on the FHA options, right? Now, we can also do this. No, let's talk about it with USDA too, right? So we're going to talk about FHA and USDA. This program is specifically for those programs. Now, with the FHA, we have two different versions of this, and with the USDA is one version. So I'm going to kind of break this down. Do you have a pen and pad? Matter of fact, y'all got a pen and pad. Y'all going to take notes today. Class is in session. Do y'all have a pen and pad? Type yes in chat or no before I get started, because you're going to need your own pen and pad for this episode. You're going to need your own pen and pad for this, because if you got a pen and pad, type yes, because I want to make sure y'all take your notes on this. Class is in session, all right? And yes, I have lost weight, and thank you. I agree. I do look amazing. God is good. Thank you. I appreciate that. Okay, so if you got a pen and pad, put the little notes thing in the comments real quick so I can make sure that we all are tracking and we all are on the same page here. Put the little notes thing in there so I can make sure. Right? I got to put this comment up here real quick because this is what I do. Kay Williams said, during the EYL call, shout out to EYL University, I was so going through a terrible refi. You saved me. Recall we presented my actual offer letter, which you broke down for the group. Just wanted to say thank you. All is still well. Thank you very much. I appreciate you. I'm glad I was able to help you go through this refi, and I'm happy I was able to save you. This is what MG does for a living. All right. So we got enough pens and pads in the comments. So let's go through this program, shall we? Let's go through this. Let me bring up my notes again on this. All right, cool. So let's talk about this. We got the FHA versions, all right? So minimum loan amount is $55,000 across the board for FHA and USDA, okay? Your maximum loan limits. Now, you have two versions. You can go up to the high balance marks. Now, if you guys check out, go on the live tab and you can check out my previous live I did a couple days ago about the FHA county loan limits, right? I broke down conforming loans and I broke down high balance loans as well. So you guys got to go to that old video and watch that so you can understand when I say high balance and everything like that. So your maximum loan amount per the county loan limits for this one program with FHA, you do a repayable 3.5% down payment, or you can do a forgivable allowed of 3.5%. Your maximum, obviously, loan to values is 96.5%, so a minimum 3.5%, right? There's no max CLTV. CLTV stands for combined loan to value. Okay, CLTV is combined loan to value, so that means you can add down payment assistance like this program is breaking down. Okay, I'm not going to go through that. So the down payment assistance term for this program, it's a forgivable down payment assistance, 30-year term, 0% interest rate. I'm going to say it's a forgivable down payment assistance term with a 0% interest rate. Okay, and there's a whole matrix for the forgivable qualifications. I'm probably not going to go through all of that in this video. In the academy, when we have our call next week, I'll probably go into a little bit details about this, the forgivable qualifications, in a little bit more detail. So you have a forgivable DPA term and you have a repayable down payment assistance term. Now, if you're doing the repayable down payment assistance term, it's a 10-year term and the interest rate is 2% higher than the first mortgage. So if your first mortgage is 6% for a 30-year fix, then the down payment assistance interest rate on the repayable option will be 2%. Obviously, eligible borrowers, you got to be a U.S. citizen. You can have a co-signer or a non-occupant co-borrower. Eligible borrowers are DACA borrowers as well, permanent resident aliens, non-permanent resident aliens. First-time home buyers are allowed, but it's not required. Very important. First-time home buyers are allowed, but not required. So, for those of you, do you guys know what it means to be a first-time home buyer, like the rules behind it or the definition of a first-time home buyer? A first-time home buyer is someone who hasn't owned a property in 3 years. Okay, hold on. Somebody did it too. So let me go here real quick. Let me put you on a summer jam screen real quick because you got the answer right. Okay. Where you are, Kia. There you go. If you have not owned a home in the past 3 years, you are a first-time home buyer. Correct. Shout out to Kia Harris. Correct. Okay. Yep, you remember that I mentioned that in the past. Okay, so we're tracking. Nope, it's not. You never owned Jovane McQueen. I hope I pronounced your name right. It's not that you never owned a property. It's that you haven't owned in 3 years. So that's why I specifically said that, because a lot of people don't know that. The definition of a first-time home buyer. Okay. Income limits. Let's talk about that real quick, right? On a repayable, there's no income limits for this program. On a repayable, there's no income limits for this program. On the forgivable, the qualifying income must be less than 160% of the area median income, AMI. For the forgivable, the qualifying income must be less than 160% of the AMI. AMI is area median income. Your minimum credit score for this program is a 600. Minimum credit score is a 600. Now, home ownership education. Now, when you're doing a lot of these programs, you have to do an online home ownership course, which can cost you a couple dollars, nothing expensive. Probably like $100, $150, probably less, just depending on where you go, right? Some like, what's the name of these places? Homeview is one of them, and Framework is one of them. You can look at them yourself, right? Those are two, like, HUD-approved counseling courses that can be used. But those I know are the two most popular that I see a lot of people use when they're doing, like, home ownership education. Okay? Again, FHA loans are only for primary residences. It's only for primary residences. You cannot buy a non-owner occupied property and use this down payment assistance. Copy? Now, here's the kicker. Housing history. All applicants should contain a present housing payment unless the borrower is not currently making a housing payment. So basically, you need to have rental history. Now, if you're not paying rent and you're living at home, there's ways around that, right? But if you are renting, we need to be able to document your rental history over the past 12 months. Verification of rent, VOR. Type VOR in chat, please. So, and you want to make sure that you're on time with your rent. Because if you're not on time with your rent, this can disqualify you from this program. So VOR, very important. If you can't pay rent, what makes you think you're going to pay a mortgage? Type VOR in chat. Because if you can't pay rent, I'm going to repeat this again. What in hell makes you think you can pay a mortgage? Just keeping it real with you. We got over 200 plus people here watching us live right now. Make sure y'all do me a favor and type and hit the like button for me, please. Thank you very much. Now, let's talk property types. Single family properties, FHA approved condos, PUDs. Do y'all know what PUDs are? So a PUD is basically a community, right? You see a lot of these communities going up, whether it's tiny home communities, single family home communities. Those are PUDs, right? It's a whole 20 unit, 50 unit housing community. Typically townhouses, single families, it could be condos sometimes, right? That is a PUD. So you see, especially if you live in the South, you see PUDs all the time. You just probably didn't know in our world how we reference them. Okay? Okay. Townhomes, modular homes, manufactured homes, double wides only, and up to 2 to 4 units is allowed with this program. So yes, you can buy multifamilies with this program. Again, owner occupied only. Now here's the restrictions. This is not available in the following states. Okay. Now, as I say these states, y'all type them in chat. Okay. So that people can follow. Not eligible in New York, unfortunately. Not eligible in Washington. So it's not eligible in New York, and it's not eligible in Washington. Sorry, folks in New York and Washington, this don't apply for you. But for my New Yorkers, I got something for you. We'll talk about Sony Mae probably tomorrow. So New York, Washington, you're done. Not eligible. Now, here's the states that have restrictions. In South Carolina, the minimum of the second mortgage amount is $5,000. In Kentucky, the maximum interest rate for your mortgage rate can't exceed 6%, and the second can't, if you're doing a repaid option on the down payment assistance, that rate can't exceed 8%. Alaska is the same as South Carolina. The minimum second mortgage has to be $5,000. Okay? New York and Washington, not eligible. 600 credit for both forgivable and repayable. Correct. You finally made it to live. Congratulations. So, no, I didn't say no FHA. I didn't say no FHA in Washington or New York. I'm saying you can't qualify for this down payment assistance program. You understand? You can't qualify. And these states for this program program is not allowed to do business in those states currently, is basically what I'm trying to tell you guys. Okay? So in the state of New York and Washington, you can do a traditional FHA loan or any down payment assistance programs that are approved in those states. But this particular program that I'm speaking of right now, New York and Washington are not included. So basically what this down payment assistance is, it's an FHA loan. So typically the minimum loan amount for FHA loan is 3.5%. So this is going to cover your 3.5% down payment. Copy? Y'all got that? So if the loan amount, if you're looking to buy a $1 million house, I want to test your knowledge. If you're looking to do a $1 million deal, your down payment is 3.5%. How much in dollars and cents will the down payment assistance be? Type it in chat. How much would the down payment assistance would be? Type in chat. Type it in chat. If you're buying a $1 million house and the down payment is 3.5%, damn, my cell phone won't shut up. If the down payment is 3.5%, how much is the down payment? Shula Pier, you're wrong. Not 350K. I didn't say 35%. I said 3.5. Okay? So for those of you who are saying 35K, you are 100% right. Now, the turnaround time. The turnaround time on this is a 30 to 45 day closing time frame. 30 to 45 day closing time frame. So if you are putting in offers, you have to allow enough time for this program to get approved and get you to the closing table. You're not going to close in a week. You're not going to close in 2 weeks with this program. Anytime you're dealing with down payment assistance, it's going to take a little bit longer than normal. So if you come to me and my team, and I'm not telling y'all the name of my program, I'm not telling y'all nothing. If you want to know more, you can email garlandgroup@unmb.com. Type that in chat, garlandgroup@unmb.com, and put YouTube down payment assistance program, and we can help you. But I'm not going to tell you guys the name of my program. Because I'm going to be selfish. You're going to have to work with me and my team. Okay? So allow yourself the time to close, because this is not going to be a speedy closing, as I just said to you. This is something that's going to take a little bit of time to get done. Copy? Now, let me get to some of y'all questions in the comments, because I'm seeing a lot of questions up here. Lizette said she missed Tukes. Shout out to Tukes Productions. Go hit him up. Go to his IG. The email, so let's say, for more info, email garlandgroup@unmb.com. Okay? I'm going to put that in the comments. I'm going to put it on the screen right now. So that, guys, you can screenshot this and do what you got to do, okay? That's the email. So 30 to 45 days, okay? 30 to 45 days. So now Lucas says, MG, do you recommend this program over Naka? Well, hold on. I got to put this up here. Lucas says, MG, do you recommend this program over Naka? So Naka is a completely different program than this. This is a FHA loan that you're doing. So you're going to get FHA market rates, plus you get down payment assistance. Naka is going to give you below market interest rates. So the Naka program is going to have much lower interest rates than any FHA conventional VA loan in today's market. And Naka is 100% financing as well. But with NACA, you have to go through a much longer process to get pre-approved for your NACA loan. That could take 6 months, a year. I've done tons of content about NACA on the channel. Some of you here who's watching this have went through NACA yourselves, so you understand the NACA process. This is not the NACA process, so you're not going to go through that headache. The pre-approval process is streamlined because we're underwriting you as a and pre-approving you as a regular traditional FHA loan. And we're just following the down payment assistance guidelines to make sure you can qualify for that aspect of the money. So it's like an add-on, so to speak, right? So for pre-approval, Lucas, once you submit your documents, you complete your online application with my team, we're going to get you pre-approved within 24 to 48 hours, just depending on our workload. And then from there, you can go out shopping with confidence and go bid on properties. And now when we get you into the underwriting process and you get into contract, that's going to take 30 to 45 days for us to get this close. So this process will go much faster than a NACA loan could ever go. So, but if you're someone who wants a below market interest rate, and I don't know what the NACA rates are today, you have to look into that for yourself. If you want to go through that, and you're not in a rush right now to close on something, then go through NACA. Like I always tell people, every mortgage is a tool, and it's a tool to build wealth if used properly. Now, the second part of your question is, could you use both to acquire two multifamilies? Hell no. Period. Thank you for your question, Lucas. Let's take some more questions. Okay, Sun Kisses says, off subject, wow, MG, it's been months, but you look great. You lost hella weight. You are handsome already, but you know you look good, brother. Via the Bay. I'm liking these comments today, ladies. Keep them coming. Thank you very much. I appreciate all comments, because that's going to make me hit the gym harder tomorrow. Thank you very much. Do I work with individuals in Florida? Virtual coffee with D? Yes, I do. Email us at the Garland Group email. We would love to work with you. Jason says, can your program be used in New Jersey? Absolutely. Jason, we would love to work with you. Lucas says, appreciate you emailing your team today. Let me put that email back up here so that way you guys can see the email. Where did I put that? Where's my... Now I can't even find my damn comment. Okay, here we go. Boom. That's the email. For all more information, email garlandgroup@unmb.com. Make sure you make the subject YouTube DPA. YouTube DPA. If you want more information about this down payment assistance and how it can help you close your first home in 2024 or help you sell more real estate in 2024. Okay, let's see. Tennessee and North Carolina, yes. T. Nicole, for W-2 clients, do you need tax returns? No, I don't. Can you work with us in California, says Jay? Yes, I can. Definitely can. What's your name? I can't pronounce it. It's something. Thaddeus Creations, I think. I hope I pronounced that right. What you say? Is New Jersey a good place to start right now? Multifamily owner occupied? I mean, if you live in New Jersey, absolutely. Absolutely. Is this stackable with the first time home buyers and first generation? Lee Colin asks. Good question. Yes, because there's no max CLTV. So when there's no max CLTV, a CLTV, first of all, do you guys understand how loan to values work? Type yes in chat or no. Do you understand loan to values and how this LTVs and CLTVs, how this whole thing works? Daddy's Creations, no, I'm not leaving New York. Okay. It's a wrap then. Yes, this applies for Texas as well. All right, so let me explain loan to values for you. Your LTV stands for loan to value. So your loan to value is typically, when you hit LTV, that's referring to your first mortgage. Okay? So the loan to the value of the house is basically, how much is the loan? What's the value? And what's that number between? So like, if the max LTV says it's 96.5%, that means the lender is willing to lend up to 96.5% of the value of the house or the sales contract of the house. So let me give you an example. If the sales price is $100,000 and I'm telling you the LTV is 95%, what is the maximum loan amount that you can get for this deal? Type the answer in chat in dollars and cents, please. Let's see if you're following. Again, if the sales price is 100K and the max LTV is 95%, what is the loan amount, the max loan amount that you can receive? In dollars and cents, type it in chat. Okay. Stacia, you're wrong with the 90K. Lizette, you're wrong with the 95,600. The LTV is 95, not 95.6. So everybody who said 95,000, you're correct. So now when you have a CLTV, the CLTV is combined loan to value, meaning your first mortgage and the second mortgage. Now, down payment assistance, home equity line of credits, those things in the lending world are viewed as second liens, second mortgages. So it's considered is a part of the CLTV. So if the guideline states there's no combined CLTV, right? There's So then that means you can stack if it says there's no max CLTV, then that means you can combine multiple down payment assistance. We call it stacking. So if you got this down payment assistant that would give you the 3.5%, and then you got another program that would give you another 5% for closing costs. You see what I'm saying? You can stack all of that up and make a whole capital stack. You following me? Now, if the guidelines say the max CLTV is 110%, in that same example I just gave you, if the sales price is $100,000, right? If the sales price is $100,000 and the max LTV is 95% and the CLTV is 110%, then what's the max that you can get for a down payment assistant program? Type the number in dollars and cents in the comments, please. Let me see if y'all really tracking. So Mr. James, you are absolutely correct. You see, a lot y'all wasn't wrong with the 100. See, a lot of y'all put 110K, right? So you're not wrong. So, but I said in dollars and cents, how much is the max you can get for down payment assistance if the max CLTV is 110? And Mr. James here, where you are? Because you was the first one I saw who put that up there. So let me give you your props, Mr. James. You said 15K. Because remember, the LTV is 95%. So you're putting 5% down on 100,000, which is 5,000. But you can go up to 110,000 or 110% CLTV. So in dollars and cents, your down payment assistance can't exceed $15,000. Get what I'm saying? Shout out to Mr. James with the answer. And now several of you.
Spring is in full bloom. Are your finances? With the Chime Secured Credit Builder Visa Credit Card, you can build credit with everyday purchases and regular on-time payments, all with no annual fees or interest. With Chime Secured Credit Card, you can start improving your credit scores right away. Get started today at chime.com/build. That's chime.com/build. Chime. Feels like progress.
The Chime Credit Builder Visa Credit Card is issued by Bancorp Bank N.A. or Stride Bank N.A. Members FDIC. Out-of-network ATM withdrawal and OTC advance fees may apply. Terms and conditions apply. Go to chime.com/disclosures for details.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.
Have followed with these answers. So that will be the combined. So the combined loan, yes, the combined loan would be the $95,000 on the first mortgage, and then you got the $15,000 of the DPA combined for $110,000. So technically, y'all wasn't wrong, but I asked, the question was, how much in dollars and cents could you get in down payment assistance? I didn't ask what would be the combined loan amount. So if this was like an official exam, everybody who wrote 110 would have failed. Would have got that question wrong, I should say. Whoever chose 15,000 would have won. See, this is how they get you in these damn continuing education and, you know, when you're going for your licensing and everything like that, they'll ask you these type of questions. You see what I'm saying? Where you're doing the math, you're like, oh, 110, da-da-da-da-da, you know what I mean? Move on to the next, I got that right. But no, you didn't read the question or you didn't listen carefully. So it's important that you listen carefully when you are paying attention and I'm asking you these questions. You get what I'm saying with this, y'all? Are you tracking? Are we lit today or what, man? We learning some shit today. I love this. We got a whole MG Mortgage Academy right here on YouTube Live. All right. This is a very good question. I think your name is Tamia. I hope I didn't mispronounce your name wrong. So, MG, the appraisal will have to come back at 95K or more to steal the deal, right? To seal the deal, right? No. The appraisal will have to come back at the appraised value. I mean, at the contract price value to seal the deal. So if you're in contract for 100K and the appraisal came in for 95,000, now you have an appraisal gap. You see what I'm saying? So now you have to, what's happening with that 5K? Because the lender on your LTV is going to lend off the lower of the two, either the contract price or the appraised value. Contract price or appraised value. So if it came in for $95,000, the lender is going to give you, if you're doing an FHA loan, you're putting down 3.5%. Let's do this. Everybody, write your answer in chat. Now listen to me very carefully. Tamia Gray's question, the appraisal came in for $95,000, but you're in contract for $100K. The lender is going to lend 96.5% of the appraised value. So what is the max? What is the loan amount at 96.5% of the appraised value? Let me do the math real quick so I can have the answer. Type the number in chat. What is the loan amount that the lender is going to give you at a 96.5% LTV? So for everybody who put in $91,675,000, you are correct. You are correct. No, Lala, that is not with 0% down. Remember, you still putting down your 3.5%. Your LTV is now based off of the 95K, not the 100K, according to this question that Tamia Gray has asked us. Now, if you're doing part two to this question, if you're doing down payment assistance and the CLTV is 115%. What is the max that the down payment assistant loan could be if the CLTV is 115%? type in chat, please. Never round up. Always go to the penny. Never round up. Always go to the penny. No, Lala, I didn't ask you. Lala, I didn't ask you what was the no, Shoni. I didn't ask y'all the combined loan. I want to know in dollars and cents, if you had 115 CLTV in the same scenario I just gave you, in dollars and cents, what is the maximum that the down payment assistant could be in dollars and cents? Not the combined loan. Not the combined loan total, but just the down payment assistant portion. How much of that could you receive? Nope. A lot of y'all wrong. Tamia, there's no such thing as 15 to 18K. What is the number? You're wrong, Liz. Lizette, come on, man. You're wrong, too. D-Town, you're wrong. You up and stuck? All right. Remember, 95,000 times 115%. That comes up to a total of 109,250, right? So if you take away the 109,250 and we had a loan amount of, what was that? The loan amount was 91,675. 91,675. Then that means your down payment assistant can exceed $17,575. Y'all failed. Y'all failed, man. Pay attention. Come on, man. This is exactly why you all need to be at. This is a perfect time for a commercial break, please. Let me give you a quick commercial break. And this is why all of you, because y'all all stuck, okay? All of you are stuck right now. You don't understand math. Your math ain't mathing. And this is exactly why you need to be a part of what? MG Mortgage Academy, right? Go to mgmortgageacademy.com. You're going to get all this good stuff right now. All these webinars that are already done. Boom, 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 right? You get all this good stuff. You get the 10-week course. You get the FHA 203K webinar. You get all types of good stuff. But most importantly, you get me, right? And this sale ends at December 31st at midnight. So look, man. Look. You can go for the $99 one-time membership fee for lifetime access. And I promise you, on January 1st, nobody better ask me for this $99 one-time membership fee, because this thing is going away. So the standard membership is going away. Done. I'm going back to a monthly payment. Okay? So everybody who's in an academy from the time I started it to December 31st is grandfathered in for life. You'll never make another payment again. January 1st and on, if you join, you're making monthly payments. Sorry. Now, take advantage of this elite membership access, because not only do you get access to the academy, access to future and previous recorded webinars and curriculums and the monthly group calls, which we have in one next week, you'll also get 2 virtual consultations with MG in 2024 that you can use at any point in 2024, 20, 30-minute consultations that you have with me. That right now is only $497. Or you can split it up into 2 payments of $298 for the elite membership, and you get lifetime access. You'll never be charged again. And you'll get 2 calls with me to help you get through your stuff in 2024. The cheapest, the most affordable thing out here in the market today. So take advantage today. Go to mgmortgageacademy.com. That was a quick commercial break. And this is why I have the Mortgage Academy, because y'all don't know what y'all doing. Y'all don't know what y'all doing. And I'm trying to, I'm here. Alicia, this will not help you get your MLS, your NMLS number. This is going to help you make money when you get your NMLS money number, right? This is what it's going to do. This is better than getting your NMLS. These questions, how I'm asking you right now on this live or this podcast, that's going to help you get your NMLS because I'm teaching you how to listen to the questions because it throws all types of trickery. But when you get your NMLS and you in the academy, you're going to get information that's going to help you close transactions to make money and help more people. So every real estate professional who's on this, if you're a real estate professional, you need to be a part of the academy. I'm just trying to tell you. Darnell, you did a super chat? I'm sorry. I didn't see a super chat. Make sure y'all like this video too. There's not enough likes on here, man. We got over 200 people and not enough likes. All types of trickery. I'm trying to tell you. So go to mgmortgageacademy.com. I'm putting the link in the thing right now. Go there. Yo, Darnell, I don't see your super chat, player. I'm sorry. Hold on. Let me look on my phone. Let me see if I see it there. Let me see something. Hold on. I can't be disrespectful to the super chats. Nah, I don't see no super chat. Hold on. Let me scroll up. Damn, bro. It's not even letting me get there. When did you do your super chat, man? I'm sorry, bro. I guess I missed it. It's not letting me get to it. Let me see if I can get to it this way. Shout out to for the super chat, though. Oh, wait. Well, hold on. I think I saw something. Hold on. Okay. Darnell. There you go. Thank you for the super chat. All right. Darnell says, I'm a traveling nurse in a different state than I live in and have difficulty getting finance for my first property. Insight will be helpful. Also, do you do commercial loans? Yes, I do commercial loans. And I would tell you, look, Darnell, traveling nurses is not easy to get finance, but we've financed tons and tons of traveling nurses, and we would love to help you. Email garlandgroup@unmb.com. Put the subject YouTube traveling nurse, and you know, we'll respond to your email and we'll help you out. But I need to get a lot more information of how you get paid, because that's typically the problem with traveling nurses. So I appreciate the super chat. Definitely would love to help you out. So just email us. Email us. Okay. I need more help in mathing. Well, join the academy. Please. Okay. Lucas says, MG, I've been taking a course to obtain a real estate license. I'm not a realtor, but plan on investing. Do you think obtaining a license will be beneficial? Hell yeah. Let me tell y'all something, man. Look, I know on the internet would tell you don't need a real estate license to be an investor. It is true. You don't. But it's a license to print money. So, especially if you're someone who's new to real estate investing and you really don't have all the knowledge or the contacts and resources, then why not invest $500 or however much it's going to cost you to get your real estate license in 2 weeks to take 75 hours out of your life to learn the laws of real estate and holding a real estate license to get a license to print money? Why not? So as you are going through your investing journey, if any of your friends, coworkers, family, or whatever the case may be, say they want to buy real estate or sell real estate, you can now assist them and make money. And now that money and commissions that you make can be used to invest. So I would highly recommend anyone who's watching this live or going to watch this on a replay, if you got a couple $100s, and about 2 weeks or 75 hours to be exact, invest into your real estate license. I'm not saying you're going to make money, but if you work hard at anything, you will make money. I have my MLO, but never planned on being one. Well, you should try it. You might make some money. Crystal says, a license to print money. I love that. Lucas, go get yours. That's a fact, Crystal. That is a fact. Lizette Thompson says, how many of us don't know that you are a lender? You know what? That's my fault. That is my fault. And I would take 100% accountability for you guys not knowing I'm a lender, because most of you just think I'm a podcaster, YouTuber, a guy who speaks on stage about real estate and stuff like that. But no, I am a lender. I came into this business as a lender. I didn't come into this business as an investor. I didn't want to be an investor. I wanted a career. I wanted a job. I wanted something that can take care of me and my family. And I stumbled upon being a loan officer 20 years ago, and I haven't looked back. And it's brought me to a level of success that I never would have reached without being a lender. So when I say to you guys, it's a license to print money, I'm telling you from experience, it's a license to print money. The more you learn, the more you earn. But the more you help others, the more you get what you want too. It's a win-win. So yes, I am a lender. NMLS number 58700. I don't know why people don't know I'm a lender. I save my license number all the time. Every time I come on the airways for the past 5 years, I save my license number. Yes, it's not just a catchy phrase. It's who I am. And it's so cool that people shout my license number out from the state when I'm on stage now, when I'm in the airports. It's amazing. So yeah, I'm a lender. Let me help you. Okay, let's answer a few more questions. Then we're getting the hell out of Dodge because it's after 6 o'clock. Okay. MG the man. King helped me by lending me the bread I needed for my first building. Thank you again, King. I appreciate you. Appreciate you, my guy. Look, I help a lot of people. And I don't come on these internets bragging about, everybody want to brag about the success stories and this, that, and the third, blah, blah, blah. That's fine. I understand. In this day and age, people like to see receipts. But my work speaks for itself, so I don't have to speak for it. And there's literally thousands of people, like my guy Daffy right here, that I've helped. And it's their story to tell. You see, I let them tell a story. I don't need to tell it. Let them tell it. Bad boys move in silence. You see how Ian be like, yo, if I made you money, put yes in chat. I'm about to say, yo, if I helped you buy a house, put yes in chat. Word. Yes, loan officer equals lender. Correct. Correct. Thank you. Appreciate that. All right. Let me answer a few more questions, then we out of here. I learned about construction loans from you as you build your house. I love that. I got courses coming out on construction loans too. All right, let's go through this. My wife and I are going to buy a home in Sacramento. She is a doctor and is getting $200,000 from her job as a down payment. Amazing. It's forgiven after 7 years of work. I only make $60,000. She makes $300,000. Is $700,000 too much of a home? Education. You make $60,000 and she makes $300,000. So y'all make a combined of $360,000 a year. Is $700,000 too much of a home? I'll be honest with you. I can't really answer that, education, unless I know what your debt-to-income ratio is. If you're making $360,000 a year, what is that? 360, that's about $30,000 a month. So, no, I don't think a $700,000 home is too much, because a $700,000 home, depending on property taxes and insurance, is probably going to be like $6,000 a month with these interest rates. Between $500 and $6,500, just depending on property taxes and what your insurance would be. So no, I don't think that's too much at all. Even if you're looking at the net, you know, if you got $30,000 in gross income, you're probably coming home with like 18 net. Somewhere around there between the two of you. So I don't think it's I don't think it's too much of a home, me personally. But again, for me to really answer that question, I would need to do a deep dive into your financials to really understand where you at debt-to-income ratio-wise to really give you some game. So if you want to work with me and my team, garlandgroup@unmb.com. We would love to help you. All right. All right, let me get a few more. Okay. Alicia says, I'm a HUD counselor, and this will help my clients learning about their mortgage. I'm researching the MLO. You've helped me understand behind the scenes of the mortgage industry. Yeah, this definitely will help your clients learn about their mortgage. And if you're a HUD counselor, yeah, this is perfect for you. Definitely be an MLO because you already understand, right? And if you tapped in with the academy, you're going to learn a lot. Shout out to all my mentees too, man. We've been having some great calls today. Great calls today. Okay, let me answer this one. Should I wait for 2023 income taxes to come back to apply for a loan? I'm trying to move to New Jersey or Connecticut from New York. First time home buyer. I have $120,000 saved. I make $110,000 per year, but it's with Uber, right? So how long have you been doing Uber, Daddyus, number one? If you have a 2-year history of that, remember, we're going to use your net income off of your tax return. So if you make $110,000 gross, but you're telling the IRS after all your expenses, you make $20,000, then we're using that $20,000. Now, if you've been driving Ubers for 5 years or more and you've been filing your taxes appropriately, you're technically self-employed. You're self-employed, right? You're 1099, independent contractor. So how are you filing? First of all, how are you paying yourself? Are you paying yourself, your government? So you're filing as a sole proprietor with your 1099, or you have Uber paying an LLC? Like, so there's a lot of variations to all of this. So that's why I'll be saying to y'all, some of these times these questions are, they're too generic and it's hard for me to answer because I think from a loan officer mindset. So I'm already processing. If you just see what I just said to you guys right now, like, how do you pay yourself? Is it 5 years? Is it 2 years? Is it 3 years? What's your net income? Like, it's a lot of different variables to income qualification when it comes to self-employed or 1099 folks, right? So I really would need to know more information to really give you the game on, or the blueprint, I should say, on how or what you should do and how you should move. So if you want to work with me and my team, we would love to help you. We do business in the tri-state, based in New York. Let's go. GarlandGroup@unmb.com. Okay. Let me get, how long I've been on this? I've been on this for 1 hour and 4 minutes. All right. So I'm going to answer like one more question and then we out of here. I answer 2 more questions. Where can you get a license to become a lender? Google a loan officer license and a bunch of online things will come up and you'll see it, Sasha. It doesn't cost that much either. Yes, MG is a lender. You need help for yourself and a client relocating to Texas. We can help you. GarlandGroup@unmb.com. Make the subject YouTube. A question. Is it true that is it good to make a double mortgage payment once a year? The only benefit is saving on interest, right? It's saving on interest and paying down your principal balance faster. So it's a double benefit. You save on your interest over the life of the loan and you pay off your loan faster. So I recommend making extra payments when you can. How can you upgrade if you're already a member? So you want to upgrade to Elite? All you got to do is email help@mgmortgageacademy.com. help@mgmortgageacademy.com. And we will send you a link to where you can pay the difference from that $99 to the $500, you know what I'm saying? And you can upgrade. And that Elite membership just so you know, once I get a certain amount of people in it, I'm just closing that down. Just like my mentees. I got to a certain number with the mentees, I shut it down. I might open up the mentees again at some point next year. Nigel Bryant says, number one, thanks for the help with closing on my investment property last month. Shout out to you, Nigel. We appreciate your business. Like I said, guys, I help a lot of people, but you don't see me bragging about it on this internet. I'm here to educate you at the highest level. Go get you some books. Go get you some books. Join the academy. But I'm trying to tell you, man, this is what the hell I do. I'm an internet guy now, but I'm trying to tell you, I've been doing mortgages for 20 years. I helped a lot of people close loans. I've seen the cycles. I understand this shit. I'm giving you the game, not from a perspective of, hey, I'm a lender, I want to make more commission. No, I'm giving you information because they don't teach you this shit in school. I help people buy homes, primary residence, second homes, investment properties, commercial buildings. I do it all. I get you funded. Nigel Bryant is the second person that came on this live in an hour. Maybe it was more people because I'm not reading all the comments, but people are saying, thank you, MG, for helping us close on our investment properties. So in the words of my man, Ian, if I helped you make money or if I helped you buy real estate, man, type yes in chat, please. Ian, sorry, but I'm going to start using that shit. I like that. No. The birthday sale was something different. No, you can't. You got lucky with the birthday sale. Just join. Pay you $99. I have a recommendation for your weight loss. Drop 30 pounds in 14 days. What the hell you got me? What's your recommendation? Smoking crack or something? What? 30 pounds in 14 days? What in the hell? Lizette Thompson, I love you. You've been in this chat the whole time. I love your enthusiasm in this chat, but dropping 30 pounds in 14 days don't seem kind of right to me. But DM me the information. I'm curious. Send me a DM, Lizette. I want to know what the hell you got. That's going to make me. So you telling me I could drop 30 by New Year's? I don't know. Lizette Thompson, I don't know what kind of shit you talking, but you might have to send it to me. Send me a DM. MG the Mortgage Guy on Instagram, please. Thank you very much. I need to know what the hell you got going on. That's not no detox. Shit, I don't know what you got going on. Oh man, I dropped 30 pounds in 14 days. I'm gonna be out here looking like a GQ model. Yo, Lizette, matter of fact, send that to me right now. Wait, hold on, what you said? Yo, Lizette, I'm about to get you on this live right now just so you can explain this to us. Lizette, you want to come on live right now? Like, Lizette, you got your phone? You in good lighting? You got some earplugs or something, man? You want to come on here real quick and explain this? I want to know right now. Like, what we got going on here, Lizette? 30 pounds in 14 days? And you saying it's only honey? Apple cider vinegar? Nah. Inquiring minds want to know. Thanksgiving just passed and a lot of us put on some extra weight. Give us the motherfucking tea, please. Because I need to lose 30 pounds in 14 days, like yesterday. So where you at, Lizette? Come on, Lizette. Don't tell me no. DM me, Lizette. The people want to know, Lizette. Lizette, where are you? Definitely got to add that cayenne pepper. Lizette, DM me ASAP. I want to know. check with your doctor first. Oh, hell no. We ain't got time to be checking with the doctor. Give us the juice. Give us the sauce. Tell me the recipe. We want to know. Type it in chat. You said it's apple, cayenne pepper, apple cider vinegar, honey. What else? Put it all in here. We need to know. Because if 30 pounds in 14 days, I'm about to start that tomorrow. Yo, I was about to get off this live. Now I gotta wait till Lizette typed this in the chat now. Like, she said, okay, give her a minute. Now I want to know. Now we got to wait. So for those of you who wanted to learn the information, scroll to the beginning of this video. Right now, we waiting for the secret sauce from Lizette to show us how to lose 30 pounds in 14 days. She's 100% correct. Daddyus, tell us the sauce, man. Because I got apple cider vinegar in my crib right now. I got some Manuka honey, too. You talking about like the lemonade diet type shit with the distilled water and everything? And just don't eat nothing? You fast? Is that what you're talking? Okay. Love and Light says, cayenne, apple cider vinegar, the mother, lemon honey. Natural colon cleans with after a charcoal. How's the clean air? Yeah, we'll see. Most will do it. Can I go 14 days on only fruit? Hell no. All right, where you at, Lizette? I was weighing 185, and my hubby gave me a mixture of 8 ounce apple cider and 4 ounce of honey. And how long did you take that? This is going to turn into a whole health show now. We're talking fasting now. Okay, we went to a whole... Oh, okay, you had a whole thing. I was on 4 ounce honey, okay. Okay, we got a whole... Take 2 ounces first thing in the morning before eating out, even drinking water. Man, Lizette, DM me all this in my DM so I can have it top in my DM, please. This is the MG Health Show now. Health is wealth, man. Can't have wealth without health. So, like, look, man, it goes hand in hand, right? That's what we're talking. But, all right, let's get the hell out of Dodge. Rewind this video if you want to learn more information. Again, go to mgmortgageacademy.com. Join. Use it every morning. Health as well. See, Prudent Mom knows. What Prudent Mom say? Hold on. Shout out to Prudent Mom. Yep. But what does DM mean? Oh, man. You got to send me a direct message on Instagram. Not fasting. You can eat whatever you want after. Just don't do crazy shit. Well, there you have it. There you have it. Hey, MG. Haircut sharp as always. Thank you very much. Shout out to Sneed, the great one. Don't have me up here taking this apple cider mixture. I'm about to lose 40 pounds in 2 weeks before Christmas. God is good. God is good. All right. That's all I got for y'all, man. Everybody in the academy, we got a class next week. Not a class. We're going to have a call next week. One of the courses will be available hopefully by Christmas. And then the second one, hopefully by the new year, by the end of the year, I should say. The calculators, those will be available hopefully in the next week. So when we're on a call, hopefully I can show you how to use these calculators. That's going to be awesome. And my calculators is only going to be for my Academy members. And what else I wanted to say? Oh, mgbookstore.com, you know, pick up the books, buy one, get one free. And if you want to work with me and my team, go email us, garlandgroup@unmb.com. All right? So that's all I got for y'all, man. Thank y'all for coming in today and tapping in. And, you know, we had a good time in the comments today, man. So I really appreciate y'all. Lizette, thank you for the tips. I will definitely, because I have everything you just mentioned in the house. So I'm definitely going to be consistent with that because I definitely want to lose a lot more weight. So why not get the colon cleansers going? And yeah, so I got from y'all, man. So thank y'all for tuning in today. I probably will come back on tomorrow. Matt Garland here, NMLS number 58700, but better known as MG the Mortgage Guy. Peace.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.